Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that we spend time together to read the scriptures and to pray together by faith. I believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. God sent His Word to heal us. The Word of God gives life to our body. The Lord spoke to me many months ago to read the scripture with His people and pray together by faith to obtain miracles, healings, and breakthroughs from the hand of God by believing and praying together. When two agree with one another on earth concerning anything, the Lord of heaven will answer. So we can agree together concerning your needs, and God gonna bring miracle to you. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible say, "Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it." God said that He is alert, He's active, and He's watching over His word or His promises, and He shall make it happen. We need to approach Him by faith and claim the promise of God together and agree with one another so that we can see supernatural signs and wonders and miracle and breakthrough and healings. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie. God never lies. His promise is a true and amen. Nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said and will He not do? Or has He spoken and will He not make it good? Whatever He has spoken, He will bring it to pass. Amen. So let's read the scripture from the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. "Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, said the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them." So one day Jesus will come back to judge the world, and people will stand before Him, and He's gonna judge the wicked or the unrighteous because they rebel against God. But verse 2, this is the verse that I want to emphasize. Verse 2, "But for you," who are you? The believers, those who fear the Lord, those who have faith in Jesus, those who walk with God, you are those people. "You who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in His wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall." Because you're healed, you can be very excited and you dance, you sing, you jump up and down with joy. That's what happened to me many years ago. I was attacked by severe skin eczema, very bad, to the point that I have pain in my hands while performing surgery. And I kept proclaiming the Word of God. I kept commanding the sickness to go away. And it really bothered me for a while, until one day I woke up, the Son of Righteousness bring healing to me. And I was so joyful and happy that the supernatural healing happened to my skin. And nowadays, I have no skin problem at all in the whole body. I used to have chronic eczema everywhere, my back, my elbow, my hand, since I was a young boy. But now God completely healed me. Let us pray together that the Son of Righteousness will bring healing to you. Father, You are the healer. You sent Jesus Christ to bear our sickness, the curses, and the diseases. Lord, We believe you are the healer and you're the supernatural provider and supernatural miracle worker. Father, we pray together in agreement to you. We ask you, Lord, that you will heal my brothers and sisters who are listening to this Bible reading and pray with me right now. Father, we believe you touch their bodies. Heal them right now from sickness and disease, from any emotional, mental sickness, any physical sickness. We are not moved by the medical reports. We go by faith. We are not walking by sight, Father. We believe supernatural healing come from you and it's your will to heal your people, Lord. Father, heal them, Lord, indeed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I would like to encourage you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, I offer my life as a living sacrifice. Oh Lord, if I sin against you, I will repent as soon as possible. I want to please you. I want to seek the kingdom first and serve you all the days of my life. I want to give this body, my whole life, my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit to you. Use my whole life, Lord, to build your kingdom. And I believe that as you repent, you give your life to God, you let your body and your soul and your spirit be the servant of God, live for the kingdom of God, he will take care of your body, your soul, and your spirit because he wants to use you. That is how I walk on this earth. I give my whole life to God to be his vessel, to be his instrument, to be a part of his body, to bring the kingdom of God into this world and to lead people to the kingdom of God, to make disciples and build a church. Let us pray a prayer of commitment together that you and I give our life, our whole life, our whole being to God. And we're going to live our life for the kingdom. And he will take care of our body, our soul, mind, and finances, and everything that we need in our life. Let's pray the prayer of commitment together. Why don't you follow my prayer? Father in heaven, I offer my life, my body, my soul, my spirit to you as a living sacrifice. I want to please you, Lord. Lord, use me to be your vessel, to be your living instrument, to be a part of Christ's body, to preach the gospel, to sow the seed, to water, to reap the harvest, to serve, to build the kingdom of God, to participate in the Great Commission, to be the giver, to be the servant of God. Lord, why I am living for you? You take care of my body. You heal my body. You take care of my soul, my emotion, Lord. You take care of my finances. You give me wisdom, open door, good breaks, victory, so that, Lord, I can be the blessings to your kingdom and to this world, Lord, to the nations. Bless me, Lord, just like you blessed Abraham, so that I can be the blessing to the nations. Thank you, Lord. I'm serious about seeking your kingdom first. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. My brother and sister, let us ask the Lord together. Let us keep seeking His will, His plan for our life. Let us keep knocking the door of heaven. I learned one thing is that when we ask God, we don't give up. We know that we ask according to His promises and His will. And if we don't see the manifestation of the fulfillment of His promises, we don't stop knocking. We keep knocking, seeking, asking by faith with a thankful heart. And I see the answer eventually. God wants us to really approach Him and really have faith in Him and keep knocking and seeking. And we're going to find the answer. We're going to find the breakthrough, good breaks and victory. Let us pray together. Whatever you need in your life, let us knock the door of heaven together. Father, thank you for your promise in the Bible. When we ask, it will be given to us. When we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, the door will be opened for us from heaven. And you shall pour the victory, pour the breakthrough, fruitfulness and answer, good breaks and wisdom, strength and victory and power upon our life, Father. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, whatever needs that my brother and sister has in their life, Lord, we believe together that you shall answer that prayer. And you shall, Lord, give them the miracle and breakthrough, Lord. And they will see your goodness and your grace upon their life, Father. Oh, Lord, we ask, Lord, for healing, for financial breakthrough, for miracles, for victory. Lord, seek your will. We seek your help. We seek your grace. We seek your power, Lord. And may your power and your will be done in our life, Lord, and be manifested in our life. We also knock the door that you shall open heaven and pour great things into our life, Lord. And we can, Lord, live a life that is worthy of the gospel. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow, so good to pray together and read the scripture together. I would like to invite you to come back in this series called Praying God's Promises. From 1, 2, 3, you keep listening, you keep praying with me, and I believe we're going to see the breakthrough together. God bless you. I will see you in other part of the Praying God Promises and praying together with you and other teachings as well. Remember this, God's people are destroyed due to the lack of knowledge. If you want to be victorious, you need to have the knowledge of God. And faith come by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. God bless you. Thank you so much. See you again.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Friends,
Lord.